Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
You guys noticed this on American Idol last night, that the way they edited the show, it made it look like that line all the way around that was wrapped around, like, where was it? The auditions.
Georgia Dome.
Mm-hmm. Was actually right at the W where they were conducting the singing and stuff last night.
They kept editing it together.
Yeah, they edited it together, so it made it look like the line was wrapped around the W when it was really wrapped around the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, I kept looking at that. I'm like, wait, that's in Buckhead. Right. Wait, that's downtown. Wait, that's Buckhead. Wait, that's downtown. Wait. That looks like Midtown.
It was the W Midtown where they held the auditions, and they spliced it together with the Georgia Dome video, auditions. So it made it look like it was all in one place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Brittany Sullivan was on the show last night. She's from Atlanta. She was on American Idol last night. Hey, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? Which one were you on the show last night?
Yes, I was the one in the group with the Southern Belles.
Were you the first girl, the second girl, or the third girl?
The second girl. I'm the brown girl.
Okay. You have that clip, the one that the really bad girls that we listened to in your last Entertainment Buzz. It was the three bad girls.
Tell me I'm crazy.
She's the second one.
Is this you right here?
No, that's not me. Just
the second girl.
Loving that man of mine.
And this is her.
Oh, God.
Oh, baby.
And with
oh, sweetie, that was you?
Yes, that's me.
Ooh.
Did you know you were not a good singer?
Actually, like, I did, but, like, I know that if they can, like, just send me, they edit a lot of people, and, you know, if I went to the studio, I mean, the studio make anyone sound really nice, you know?
So, I can't understand what your answer is to that question. Can you sing?
I think I can sing with help. Like, I had a vocal coach before.
With an auto-tuner?
Yes.
You have taken a class before?
Yes, I have. My choir teacher was actually a vocal coach.
Do you recall the grade you got in that class?
I'm sorry?
What grade did you get in the class?
She just, like, helped me. Actually lived, like, three houses down from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listened to that back right now, or you watched last night, did you, as you are singing, do you feel like it sounds good? Or
No, how they edited it, they didn't play the whole thing. They only played half of it, and people could have heard more of me because I'm more of like an a cappella singer, and they just like did it while I was starting off, you know?
Well, let's hear what you got. I mean, correct America. Now's your chance to correct American Idol. Go for it.
And I, and I will always love you.
And you thought that was great? Did you think, like,
was that better than what you did on American Idol right there?
I mean, that's exactly what I did on American Idol, but they didn't play the whole thing.
Well, that's why I'm saying, giving us a little bit more of it. I mean, get to the good part.
Okay. I actually need to, like, look at the paper before. I only know the hook part, actually.
Like, if you could, let me ask you this question, Brittany. Because we know you love to sing, and it's probably your dream. Let me ask you this. Like, if you really didn't have the goods, like, you were spending a whole bunch of your time because you really thought that you had the goods to be a star in L.A., would you want your family and friends to say, I have to be totally honest with you, you are totally wasting your time? Or would you rather people just shut up and you just do your own thing?
I'd just rather people to shut up and do my own thing.
Okay, cool. Okay.
All right.
Then you can follow your dream, girl. Then go follow that dream.
Thank you.
Go get it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I said good.
You go.
Find out on yourself.
Wow.
You go do what you got to do.
You know what? Dream it. You can do it.
Just don't do it on the radio again because it hurt.
At some point, though, don't you, as a friend or as a family member, your son or daughter is spending so much time, so much energy, and you're spending so much money, because that's what it takes to make it, right? Mm-hmm. At some point, isn't somebody responsible to say, hey, baby, you got to think of something else. You're probably talented in a whole bunch of other areas.
Give him a little direction into something else, mm-hmm. maybe.
I think somebody has to say it because she's terrible. And she's going to spend a lot of time and energy and effort. But sometimes terrible. You either got it or you don't when it comes to singing or having a singing voice. And
terrible according to you.
But doesn't she have the right attitude like, oh, yeah, you know what? If I'm not going to be good at this, I'd rather find out myself. Like, maybe. Eventually she'll get turned down so many times that she's going to have to realize she don't got it.
But, yeah, she'll have to.
And if she's really hot, some guy somewhere is going to think she's the best singer ever.
Maybe.
And that's all that will matter.
Maybe.
This was offensive last night on American Idol.
Can Atlanta continue to heat things up?
The fiery 411 on what makes Hotlanta so darn hot.
They call it Hotlanta.
No, they don't.
No,
they
don't.
It's at least four offenses of Hotlanta last night. And Ryan knows better.
No, he doesn't. He's been in Hollywood for too long.
He knows now.
A lot of people.
A lot of people tweeted him. He wrote back. He's on it.
He wrote you back last night?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Wendy?
No, that's what I was going to say, that he wrote Jeff back saying, my bad, hometown. Nobody knew. And yeah. Everyone was tweeting him last night. No more Hotlanta.
And thank you to everybody who sent him tweets. Like, I didn't watch the show, so I found out about it on Twitter with everybody, you know, writing, oh, my God, I can't believe you did it. Oh, Bert Show's going to go nuts tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. But they were all using his Twitter name, at Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
So he obviously saw those. And then I wrote something like, I think we'll have to give Ryan a call tomorrow. And then I put the no more Hotlanta thing. Mm-hmm. And then he responded to that. And then to which I responded with, hey, thanks a lot. I owe you a lunch next time I come out to La La Land. Or no, I called it the City of Angels.
Yeah, it's just not used anymore. And watching it last night, I just felt like this is a bigger war than I thought it was going to be. They set us back last night.
It is a big battle.
Yeah, it's a big, big battle.
But we've got lots of warriors out there, so thank you for the heads up, the emails, the tweets.
And he got it. Now he's got it. Our job is done.
Get it. The Bert Show.